March 14, 1984, at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. Our chapel speaker today, Dr. Claude Stewart, presenting a celebration of God's Creation Project.
Thank you. O God, creator and lover of all, discloser of truth, birther of beauty, begatter of joy, parent of persons, sponsor of creatures which were, which are, and which shall be, we come before you today as seekers and as opponents of truth, as appreciators and as despisers of beauty, as promoters and as enemies of joy, as lovers and as haters of persons, as nourishers and as destroyers of creatures. Our name is Legion, our projects many. You, we believe, to be one, and your overarching project singular. In this brief hour of worship, call us, we pray, to truer recognition and finer appreciation of your cause as maker of heaven and earth. Call us to fuller identification with your intentions for us and for all our companions in creation. We assemble and we pray this morning in the name of the prime agent of the renewal and completion of your creation project, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Let us hear an affirmation of the Hebraic Christian creation faith as that is set forth in the Old Testament, with the congregation responding at the conclusion of each day, "And God saw, and we see, that it is very good." In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, one day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and separated the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its own kind, upon the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the firmament of the heavens." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, a fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the cattle according to their kinds, and everything that creeps upon the earth according to its kind. Then God said, "Let us make humans in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humans in God's own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And there was evening and there was morning, a sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all his work which he had done in creation. And God saw that it was good. This refrain of the priestly redactors of Genesis 1 reflects one of the profoundest insights of Hebraic Christian creation faith, the divine delight in creation. God reckons good. God takes delight in. God enjoys the creatures of God's making. Some creatures are summoned into being early in the early days of creation. Some are awakened later. Some are simple. Some are complex. God delights in them all. Star stuff, vegetable kind, animal kind, humankind. All kind, according to the biblical witness, are creatures of the divine sponsoring and subjects of the divine delighting. To miss this theme of God's delight in creation is to prejudice one's ability to hear the gospel promise of new creation. Delight is a function of many things. It is a function of diversity and of novelty and of congruence, of beauty and of harmony and of promise. No monotonous creation this, but one painted in lavish colors, one marked by interlocking polarities, day and night, dry land and water, dinosaurs and amoebas, life and death, work and play, memories and anticipations. No monotonous creation this, but one characterized by prodigious productions, both regularities and surprises arising out of the divinely willed, shape-shifting dance of matter and spirit. No monotonous creation this, but one befitting the dreams of a cosmic adventurer who wills into being a world in which other dreamers and creators can contribute to the adventure of the world. Delight is born of many factors, delight, divine, and human. And God saw, and we see, that it is very good. Thank you. affirmations, aspects of the affirmation of creation faith from the New Testament. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of humans. He came to his own people, and his own people received him not, but to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. The creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in birth pains together until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait for adoption as children, the redemption of our bodies, for in this hope we are saved. The identity of God the Creator and God the Redeemer is another of the profoundest insights of Hebraic Christian creation faith. We are not created by one God and redeemed by another. The one who summons us into being summons us into new and richer being and makes provision for our renewal. The same Word of God is the agent of creation and recreation. Religiously, this identification means that salvation is to be understood as the restoration and completion of creation rather than as an escape from the conditions and the context of creatureliness. The whole creation is participating in and anticipating, according to Paul's gospel, the birthing of the children of God. Adam, Eve, and their kind, and the variegated hosts of God's other kind, find their completion together under the aegis of the one God who is Creator and Redeemer. Star stuff has become a dream animal, a creature capable, like the Creator, of envisioning and creating and loving. In the beginning, God. The project initiated on the first morning of creation is God's project. In the end, God. God's project of creation has a telos. Christian creation faith is eschatologically oriented. It looks towards a new heavens and a new earth. Christian creation faith anticipates an evening of our cosmic epoch, an evening that will, in the divine economy, become the basis of the dawning of a new day, the beginning of another age, the continuation under appropriately transformed conditions of the cosmic adventure. In this hope, we are saved. In the beginning, God. In the end, God. In the meanwhile, God. God, the multiplier of beauty, the enhancer of joy, the promoter of justice, the sponsor of wholeness, the enricher of being. In the beginning, in the meanwhile, and in the end, creatures. Creatures born and nurtured and fulfilled through the sponsorship of God's creative love. Stardust has become a dream animal. A creature capable, like the Creator, of envisioning and creating and loving. The dream animal has been summoned and equipped to further God's project of creation. To the summons to live creatively and lovingly, Adam and Eve said no. To the summons to live creatively and lovingly, Jesus Christ said yes. Through his yes and our identification with him, we can become again what God summoned our kind to be, creaturely creators and lovers who actualize our divinely willed vocation of being in the image of God by joining God as creaturely partners in God's ongoing creation project. Thank you. Let us stand to pray together the benediction on page 4 of the program and to join in the singing of the doxology as our response. Let us pray together the benediction. O God, source, sponsor, and satisfaction of all creatures, great and small, we hear your summons to consent to the graceful renewal of your image within us, and to commit ourselves anew to the furtherance of your creation project. Come, Creator Spirit, and awaken the spirit of creativity in us. Come, Loving Spirit, and awaken the spirit of love within us. Come, Holy Spirit, and make us whole and holy, agents of new creation. As we go forth from this service of worship, may we, like him in whose name we have gathered, give ourselves completely to the cosmic cause, creating beauty, promoting joy, serving the enrichment of being. Amen.